National Guard is now assisting the search and rescue efforts in New York. I'm Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News. New York Governor Kathy Hochul confirmed 27 people have been killed in the winter storm conditions in her state, most of them in Erie County in the Buffalo area.
We had over 550 rescues transporting people all over, people from out of town who had no idea what they're in for. It's extraordinary.
Some people were found dead in their cars, in roadside snowbanks. Others died while trying to clear out their properties.
While it's still windy and snow continues to come down, conditions have improved here in Buffalo. People are taking advantage of the break to shovel out from several feet of snow. The storm is being called the worst in a generation, with the death toll rising to at least 25 here in Erie County, according to the medical examiner's office. Thousands remain without power after gusts nearing 80 miles per hour toppled trees and knocked out lines. Driving bans still remain in place in some areas as workers try to clear the streets. In Buffalo, New York, Max Gordon, Fox Weather.
The $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill that Congress passed Friday is headed to the president's desk.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is threatening now to kill any bills, any priorities sponsored by those 18 Senate Republicans who voted for this omnibus. That is, if he becomes speaker next year.
Fox's Aisha Husney on Capitol Hill. Russia's President Vladimir Putin says in an interview he is ready to negotiate over Ukraine.
We do not have any other choices but to protect our citizens. However, we are prepared to negotiate some acceptable outcomes with all the participants of this process. But it is their business. It is not us who refuse talks. It's them.
An advisor to Ukraine's president said Putin needs to return to reality and acknowledge it is Russia that won't talk. A missile strike on Christmas Eve in the city of Kherson killed 16 people and wounded dozens more. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The latest installment of the Twitter Files is out, courtesy of independent journalist Matt Taibbi. Fox's Peter Ducey has more.
It is a 30-tweet thread, and in the opinion of Matt Taibbi, finds this. The files show the FBI acting as a doorman to a vast program of social media surveillance and censorship, encompassing agencies across the federal government, from the State Department to the Pentagon to the CIA. He also writes, Twitter had so much contact with so many agencies that executives lost track. The FBI does not deny that this contact happened. Instead, they are trying to explain why it happened.
The FBI says the correspondence shows nothing more than them advising the private sector how to best protect their customers, something they say they've done for multiple companies. South Korea's military says they fired warning shots and scrambled fighter jets after detecting North Korean drones in its airspace. They say it's the first time drones have violated their airspace in 5 years and comes after North Korea fired off two short-range ballistic missiles Friday. One drone got as far as the northern end of South Korea's capital, Seoul. The holidays brought with them some economic cheer, especially welcome news after November retail sales fell unexpectedly.
U.S. retail sales, excluding automotive, increased 7.6% this holiday season compared to last year, according to MasterCard Spending Pulse, which is not adjusted for inflation. A senior advisor for MasterCard says this season looked different from recent years, with consumers diversifying their holiday spending to accommodate rising prices. They also spent more for experiences and festive gatherings post-pandemic, with restaurants, for instance, seeing a 15.1% boost. Online sales continued to grow, up 10.6% from the same period last year, and Black Friday remains at the top spot for biggest spending day of the season. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
I'm Jessica Rosenthal, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.